Welcome to the Philharmonia Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:25 Irish Summer Time. Today is August 22nd. Now, I apologise for recording the audio a little bit earlier today, but today is Mrs. Tracy's birthday and we're going out this evening. So I've had to record it at this time. Now, today has been a day which started off really quite positively in Asia. The A shares in China made a new high. The Hang Seng was up nearly 3%, 617 points. The H shares were also did really quite well, up a similar amount. Japan continues to lag, and that's something that's a bit of a standout because you've had so many markets rally well from the lows that we've seen recently, and Japan has just completely failed to do so. So that would lead one to believe that they are far more exposed to this subprime issue than other markets, and the Nikkei or the topics needs an upward dynamic to offset scope to extend this correction. It's probably the only index in the world which is actually at risk of extending the correction. Now, I talked about India last night being at risk from political factors, and that is still the case, although it was up today, but still lingering around those lows that it posted last week, and it does need to sustain an upward dynamic to put it back on the path towards regaining its highs. So that is something to certainly keep an eye on over the coming weeks, and it would present a fantastic, I mean, I hate to sound like someone who is just watering at the mouth in anticipation of political crisis in India. Far from it, but I do believe that it would create a fantastic buying opportunity if we saw something happen that would pull this back even further. I think that there is reason to be bullish of the market right now, but I would be even more bullish if we saw some political factor pull it back in much the same way that we saw in 2003 with the elections. Leaving that behind, Europe had a very good day in here today. The DAX was up over 1%. The FTSE 100 was up 1.8%. Really good action here, particularly in the resources sectors. BHP and Rio posted really good gains in here today, breaking up from those short-term consolidations. And I think we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside there. I've opened a small long leverage long in Rio Tinto, because I think that it is a good recovery candidate, and I'm willing to bet that we've seen the lows for the correction. The same with the H shares. They're probably the second best performing index in the last week, and they have regained most of their losses. I'm only sorry I hadn't bought it earlier, but it does look like that the H shares are going to lead the market on the upside, particularly following that news that Chinese investors will be allowed to invest in Hong Kong. The resources sector generally did quite well today. The nickel price was up almost 1,000 points, 955, and copper up nearly $7, lead up nearly 120, so, and tin, I think, was up in excess of, it was up 365 points, I can give you the figure. So a number of these metals appear to have found support, in very much in common with the equity markets. And again, that was against the background of some pretty apocalyptic estimates by some analysts, predicting that the bull market here was over absolutely entirely. Looking at the bond prices, this was another day in which the short-dated government bond yields of 3 months upwards to about 2 years rallied once more. So we are seeing people getting out of this short-term debt instruments and putting some money obviously back into the stock market, given the way they're rallying right now. Now, Wall Street was up 1% earlier on today, and I was giving up about half of that. It's up half of 1% right now, with the Dow Jones up 81 points. We're still a couple of hours away from the close, so it's anyone's guess as to where that closes right now. But given the fact that it's been up 4 consecutive days, this will be the 5th day if it closes up on the day, things are really looking quite positive for any consolidation or pullback that we see finding support above the previous low, the recent lows. So things are really looking quite positive, although I will be much happier when we do see any pullback finding support above the lows. That will be a very good signal that we've actually seen the low, the low in capital letters for this correction. And the dollar also a little bit weaker in here today. The euro up 65 points and the pound up 89 points. Almost, well, it's at 199 right now, so coming back into that psychological $2 level. And part of the reason for the weakness of the dollar is because you've had central bankers around the world competing with each other, talking about interest rates. There has been a lot of speculation about whether the Fed is going to cut interest rates or not in September. And I think that is almost 100% contingent on the performance of markets before then. If we see Wall Street moving back up towards those highs, or really appreciating quite well over the next month, then I think the chances of us seeing a rate cut are pretty slim. On the other hand, if we see markets ranging sideways and a number of further hedge funds collapsing and the credit situation starting to tighten up once more, then they will be much more inclined to cut rates. And I think it is a very liquid situation at the moment. The ECB have come out today and said that they are holding to their policy. So they're sort of broadcasting that they're going to raise rates in September. And of course, if you've got one side raising rates and the other lowering rates, that interest rate differential, which is really the only hard fundamental in the currency markets, it will be tightening up. And that is supportive of the euro. And we could see, well, I mean, all along we've seen the dollar just, this has been very much of a dead cat bounce off the lows around 80 on the dollar index. Very slim on upward dynamics. And it does look like it's just going to range around and probably move lower given the way it's trading right now. But that's pretty much it for me. But thank you very much for your time. And have a very good evening.